We already asked Kellen, but you mind walking us through the touchdown catch? Because I guess it was a little more difficult than it was intended to be.
Yeah, I mean, we did draw it up like that in practice this week, but earlier in the game, we were in the same play, and I went inside the backer, which was a mistake on me. And so Coach Brewster, we made the adjustment, let me know that I had to get outside. So if it wasn't for another great coaching tip by him, that play never happens because I would have went inside again, but made the adjustment to go outside. And then, like I said, Buck was a little deep. And like I said, if the ball was intended for me, then I would have caught it. But the way it worked out, it went good for the Aggies.
Chase, we'll go over to the right, to Gabe.
This guy that plays with him on the same unit, what can you take us? What can you tell us about Travion's night and just what it's like to play with that guy?
I mean, that's what we expect from him every day. There's a lot of little things that Travion does behind the scenes at practice that not he doesn't get his credit for. So to see him get rewarded with the performances that he does, that he puts out night in, night out, I said we're all just so happy for him. Cause like I said, he's one of the hardest workers we have. And like I said, even though he's younger than me, I still look up to him as a great, great leader on the team.
There's Sam in the middle.
Chase, what was the battle like going up against this Kentucky defense tonight?
You know, they were a physical, sound team. We knew from the get-go it was going to be a physical game, and we had to bring our A game. Last week, me personally, I didn't play as best as I think I could have, and so it was a big challenge for me. You know, I was challenged by all the coaching staff this week to give a good performance in the run game, not just the passing game. And so we came together as a team, and we knew they were going to be physical from the get-go. But like I said, I feel like we came out on top of that battle tonight.
Anything? We'll go in the back to TV row, to Daryl.
Chase, I know winning an overtime game is a big confidence booster, and Tyrell said he thought that you guys might be able to run the table. That is a lot of confidence. Do you feel like that is something that's going to be contagious on this team?
It's very contagious. Like I said, that's been our mindset from week one, that we knew that we have the chance to run the table when we do the things, when we execute the way that we need to execute. Like I said, the way we practice and the pressure that we put on ourselves through practice, I mean, there's nothing else to do but run the table, and we know that we're very capable of doing so, just playing the way we continue to play.
Sam in the middle.
Two parts here. One, how frustrating were some of the mistakes that kind of hurt you guys offensively? And two, what does it say about this offense? You guys were able to still overcome that and win the ball.
You know, anytime you make a mistake, it's frustrating. But it's kind of what are you going to do to change it? You know, everybody makes mistakes. You try to – Coach Fisher, like we said, we try to play a perfect game, but you can never be perfect, but we strive to be perfect. And when you make those little mistakes, we're just that much harder on ourselves the following week, tuning up all those little mistakes so we can be great. And then just showing – just like I said – fighting through adversity, you know, not everything is always going to go your way, and when it doesn't, that's when you have to rise to the top and come together as a team, and that's what I feel like today, what happened as a team.